So, you're about to embark on like 40 plus minutes of a conversation between my mom and I, just asking her some of her, most memorable moments with her firstborn child. So, stay tuned because this is episode 14 and you're now kicking it with Key. Hey, 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 y'all. This is episode 14. And you know how ironic, my birthday's coming up and I was born on the 14th and I'm doing this episode with my mommy. Say hi, mommy.
Hello.
So, mommy, I'm just going to ask you some questions about our mother-daughter relationship, and how is parenting for you? Because I feel as though since I became a parent, I truly value you like 1,000 times more. Also, let me set the scene for y'all real quick. My mom's doing my hair right now. Yep. Judge yourself. All right. So, mommy, tell the people, how old were you when you became a mom?
I was 20.
20 years old. And how would you feel if I would have became a mom at 20 years old?
I would have whipped your ass.
Damn, I whipped my ass. You did it, so why can't I do it too?
You're supposed to be better than your mother.
So how was that, becoming a parent at 20 years old?
It was a challenge, but...
How did you succeed being a mom at 20 years old?
I had a great mother and family that gave me support.
So, basically, we grew up together, right?
You could say that.
So, what made you do it twice, two more times after me?
Crazy.
Yes, girl. At least you admit it, okay? At least you admit that. Because nobody told you to have them other kids. We ain't even need them other kids.
You begged for a sister.
Okay, but then you should have stopped there, and you just kept going.
You should have been a boy.
So, speaking of being a boy... back when you was 20, what was that, 22 years ago? Yeah, that sounds about right, right? So, 22 years ago, did they have sonograms and stuff? Mm-hmm. So, how come you didn't get a sonogram?
Because I trusted my family, knew what they were talking about, and said you were a boy.
And how did your family say that? They knew I was going to be a boy.
By the way, I was carrying you.
See, them old wives' tales, they don't work because I'm not a boy.
You are sure not a boy.
Do you think I act like a boy?
I tried to make you. But you
didn't. She tried to make me a boy, y'all. That's terrible. So, what was the, wasn't it a string method or something? A string test? Was that something?
That's something some people do.
Oh, but not you. They just was like, you carrying, that's a boy. Mm-hmm. And then how did you feel when you found out I was a girl? How did you find out I was a girl?
Your aunt.
And what'd she do?
She was there and caught you.
Caught me? What you mean she caught me, girl?
I almost had you on the floor.
On the floor? And so my aunt had to catch me, not even a doctor.
Not even the doctor.
And then what did my aunt...
The doctor was not ready.
What did my aunt say when she caught me?
Oh, Kim, it's a pussy.
Oh, my Lord. In front of all the people in the hospital room?
All the people in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. That is ghetto. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my Aunt Ava.
She's ghetto.
She's ghetto. So, then you was sad. Was you sad or was you just like... It
I
is
was
what
just
it
glad
is.
Glad it was over.
Oh, okay. And then where did my name come from?
You got a letter from all the important people in my life. So, you got the L from your great grandmother because her name was Leela. You got the A from Arlene. Ouch. You got the E from Edward.
You done skipped a whole letter, girl. You forgot to spell my name?
Nope. We had to throw the K in there because you just couldn't go.
Oh, I couldn't just be Laisha?
Yeah.
I thought you was going to say you gave me the K because of you.
Nope. I didn't want you to have nothing to do with my name. Well, technically, I picked a boy name, and you're going to be named after your uncle, Kevin. So I had a name, Kevin Rodney, because you were going to be his whole name. But you were a girl, so that wasn't going to work for you.
Dang, so you just knew I was going to be a boy. You didn't even have a backup plan or nothing.
Sure didn't.
Well, Aunt Ava told me she wanted to name me Mia Rochelle. Why didn't you name me that?
That sounds ghetto.
It do? You think it's you think Mia Rochelle sounds more ghetto than Lakeisha?
Yep.
Girl, no way. I'm not even going to tell my... Don't put my middle name out here on the internet, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, honey, you gave me...
Beautiful middle name.
You gave me a whole ratchet first name, and then I got a slave... master's wife middle name, mm-hmm. and then our last name is kind of common, so I guess, you know, it's the slave owners as well. Mm-hmm. That's how you set me up out here.
It's okay.
Now when if I want to be corporate, I just go by my middle name. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. You know, people starting to do like they will put L dot and then the middle name.
Diva Star. That's what you named yourself.
Well, yes, I do remember when I was Diva Star. You know, not to toot my own horn, but you know, it is Libra season and I was a Libra diva. Okay. So, Mom, what would you say? Do you have like a memorable moment between us two?
Several.
Can you pick one?
The day you came home and thought somebody had stole your Christmas.
Ooh, please tell the story about the time I thought somebody stole my Christmas.
Because you came home and all the Christmas tree and the decorations were gone. And you said, somebody just stole my Christmas.
And so how did you break it down to me that Christmas wasn't stolen?
I just said, girl, shut up.
That's what's wrong with you. How you gonna just tell me, shut up? Why couldn't you explain yourself to me? That's what's wrong with y'all old school parents. Y'all always telling us to shut up.
I said, he'll be back next year.
And then I got over it.
I think you went and cried to your grandmother.
You know what story I thought you was going to tell?
No.
The story about your bathroom.
When I changed it and you asked me, who the hell? I can't remember I remember you saying hell and your dad wanted to beat you. And then you looked at him and said, what the hell is your problem?
Ma, how you was letting me cuss like that as a child?
It was funny.
You know another story I think of?
What's that?
I just remember an orange cup. You don't remember the orange cup? One time you was entertaining.
Oh, when I had company.
Yeah.
And you wanted, and I told you I was drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And you turned that cup up and it was vodka?
It was gin.
It was moonshine.
It was something. It burnt me. It burnt my chest. I feel like when I, just thinking about it, my chest on fire right now. Just like, oh gosh, that was horrible.
You have to thank your Aunt
Shelly
for that.
Look, you can't be telling people that you're drinking water because it, and you know, inquiring minds would like to see if it's really water. Mm-hmm.
That's because your godmother had y'all hooked on water. It's good water.
Yeah,
good clear juice.
Clear juice. That's all we could drink. I remember we thought it was Sprite.
Where are like, clear juice, please?
I was like, clear juice? I was like, that's Sprite? Mm-hmm. Or when, this whole drinking and driving thing, how'd that come about? What was going on? Who taught me about drinking and driving?
That in school. They were talking about drinking alcohol and driving, and you took it literally.
So I
had a soda, a Dr. Pepper, and you said, oh! You gonna get the police gonna get you drinking and driving. And you couldn't understand that it was alcohol, not soda.
That's when you should have told me about mommy juice or something. Now maybe I would have never drank that daggone orange cup.
You shouldn't have touched my cup anyway.
So mommy, would you like to say that you're like my best friend? Or am I your best friend?
I'm your mother first. And then we're best friends.
You know, people always be thinking I'm grandma's child.
Yep, they do. Even though your mother was always around, they still thought you were Shirley's daughter.
People say I look like her. You think I look like her?
No, you got a lot of her traits. You act like her a lot.
I act like grandma?
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. Does that mean I'm...
Because you was always underneath your grandmother. When your mother didn't let you have your way, you ran to your grandmother.
Oh, so you going to say that's why I'm spoiled? Mm,
you're right.
You blame it on your mother?
Yeah, my mother, your dad's mother.
Granddaddy Bill?
Yeah, Granddaddy Bill. Several of your godmothers, Trina, Amelia, especially Renee. It's rotten.
Oh, they're going to hear this and they're going to be like, don't blame it on us. It was all you.
Not bull crap.
So, I don't really think I'm spoiled. I like to think that I'm deserved.
Very privileged.
Is that what? No, because that sounds like spoiled.
Yeah, well, because that's what you are.
I just think that.
You're very spoiled.
I don't think I'm spoiled. I just think that I'm deserving.
You're very spoiled.
Because
you're very spoiled.
I do a lot of great things.
You're very spoiled.
And people would like to, you know, gift me with stuff because. Because
you're very spoiled.
I'm just awesome.
Because you were the first grandchild. You were the first granddaughter. Your father's mother didn't have any girls. All she had was boys. And she always wanted a girl. So you were her girl.
I'm still the only girl.
Yeah. For your father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For my father's side. Mm-hmm. So.
And you were spoiled.
So let's talk about.
Polly Wally.
Oh,
Denise.
Gosh. Okay, why are we still talking about that? Okay, girl.
Because you're spoiled.
Okay, I think your point was made.
Rotten.
All right.
That's
okay,
why you
girl.
Always want to skip over the subject.
Girl.
Because you're rotten.
Oh, my gosh.
Rotten.
So, moving on, right? So, what. Let's talk about my wedding. Wait, did you feel some type of way that you wasn't at my wedding?
Do I feel some type of way? You should feel some type of way that you chose that date and had to have that date and you knew I was going to be somewhere else.
So it sounds like you're a little bit salty. I should call you a saltine cracker because you sound a little salty right there. Mm-hmm. So you was upset that you wasn't there. I mean, you was there in spirit. I put you on the internet. It was on the internet. Mm-hmm. But that made you feel some type of way?
Who wants to watch their firstborn child get married on the internet? Mm. You might as well just went to the Justice of the Peace.
No, honey. It had to be that specific day. Mm-hmm. You
I
don't
know,
understand.
Honey.
You don't
know,
understand
honey.
That it's a that's whole numbers.
That's why every time you be upset with them, we spout that number out.
Cause you look,
had
you're
to
talking
have
too
them
much.
On that day.
You're talking too much. Mm-hmm. You're talking too much. Yeah.
You wanted to do this podcast.
Okay, so do you know of other mother-daughter relationships that's not as good as ours?
I don't know. The people that I hang around with have great relationships with their mothers. That's why we hang around with each other.
So you don't hang around with anybody who doesn't have a good relationship with their child?
With their child or the mother, you know, the kids?
Mm-hmm. Like a mother-daughter relationship. Because I have some friends who don't have, like, mother-daughter relationships like we have. And I'm like, is my relationship not normal? Or is their relationship not normal?
Well, you know, everybody has their own way, you know?
Do you think I have a good relationship with my daughter?
It's developing. It's developing.
Oh, you don't think it's already there?
No, because y'all still have so much to do and learn and, you know, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
She talks a lot just like your ass. She tell everything she know.
Yeah, she get that from you.
No, she get that from you.
Mm-mm.
She gets it straight from you.
So when I came home and told you that I was having a baby, were you upset with me?
No.
Were you disappointed?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
You worked.
I was working.
You had jobs.
Jobs, multiple, plural.
Mm-hmm. I knew you could handle it. You know?
Yeah. So, you know, just like when you came into the room when Roland was born, right at the nick of time, because I wasn't trying to have him without you.
You wasn't trying to have a baby without me, but you got married without me.
Oh, man. Right. Ooh, girl, you was shady right there. Mm-hmm. Dang. At least I made sure I had a baby with you. Dang.
Shit, I haven't seen babies. I had three of my own. Babies.
But you ain't never see your child have a baby.
I ain't see my child get married.
You did see your child get married. Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up because you salty, girl. My bad. I'm sorry. Do you not understand the whole numbers and stuff?
I could give two shits or a milkshake about them numbers.
That is messed up, girl. You just don't get it. You don't get it, girl. So, let's...
You remember them numbers.
You remember them, too, because it was so important to me. So, now you won't ever forget my date, right?
You're sure right.
See? So, that's good.
I won't
good.
Forget your date. I won't forget... Why did I do this?
Okay. So, moving on, right? So...
There you go.
What's it like, you know, now that you have a child that's, you know...
That has a child? That has children?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
You love that we out your house?
I do.
You miss us more now? You couldn't miss us when we was with you?
No, I couldn't miss y'all because y'all was always around.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that when they taking you through stuff, I love it.
Dang, how you going to love that? That's not fair.
Sure it is.
I didn't put you through that much.
Girl, bye.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Compared to Kevin?
You and Kevin are so much alike, it is ridiculous.
Girl.
Just that you're a girl and came first, and he's a boy and came last.
No, girl.
Y'all are so similar.
We are nothing alike.
Shit.
I don't know why you think that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kiara is different, but me and Kevin ain't nothing alike. Mm-hmm. So,
everybody knows y'all. You can be on the boulevard. Yeah, I know Kiki. Mm-mm. Kiki working Dollar General. Kiki's Kevin's sister. Don't nobody ever say Kiki Kiara's sister.
It's okay, Kiara.
Ain't your little brother named Kevin?
I don't even be knowing how people know stuff for real. I don't even put him on my social media for real. Mm-hmm. They be knowing it. That's probably because. The police.
Because y'all the social butterflies.
So.
Know everybody and everything.
You remember when I used to want to wear all your shoes and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It was very short-lived.
It was. Shoes and clothes.
Because you.
And I so am happy about that.
Now you be in my clothes.
That's because your ass can't fit them.
That means your ass grew.
I mean, your ass
grew. It's okay. I'm gonna lose it though.
Okay.
Look. So what you gonna do?
I ain't trying to lose it. I'm happy with myself.
Oh, you are, girl.
I sure am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50, almost 54.
Oh, you told your real age on the internet.
Mm-mm.
What, girl?
Until my birthday comes, and then I'm gonna be 38.
Oh, okay. I'm turning 22 then. That's why I'm going to be on my next birthday, 22.
Mm.
So, let's talk about the time.
That you tried to drive the car when you was 12 without keys?
Oh, my gosh. That's exactly the time I was going to talk about.
On your birthday?
On my birthday. Because my birthday coming up. That's why I brought that up again. So, how'd you know I was driving the car without no keys?
Because you took it out the parking space and couldn't put it back. And... Rodney, the officer who used to pay attention.
Why'd you have an officer paying attention to me? That's kind of creepy.
Because your cousin was out here being anything in the streets.
Mm.
So I had to protect my interests. You are my interest.
And then he done told on me.
Yes, he did.
So, if he didn't tell on me, would you have assumed it was me who had moved the car?
I would have asked you because you couldn't get a car back in the parking space.
I know. That was so dumb of me. That was 7th grade. I was 12.
Trying to show off. I don't know what you was doing.
I don't know what I was doing. And I remember I was like, yeah, I just want an ice cream cake. And when you came home, you threw the ice cream cake straight in the trash. Yeah. How you going to waste your money like that?
You ain't need my money.
I was like, dang. But you still took me to this Dave and Buster's.
I shouldn't have took your bad ass nowhere.
So.
That's because you
from
rotten.
The ends. From the ends, girl.
Shut your face. I've been doing this hair all your life.
Okay, but you still got, see, now it's a new technique. Just because you've been doing something all your life doesn't mean it's the right way. It's not the right
you
way.
You want it done? Are you?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Because
if you want it done a certain way, you could have did this shit yourself.
I'm just saying that you should go from the ends.
I'm going from where I want to go from.
Because
and
that's,
you just going to sit here and shut up and take it.
But that's what I'm just trying to tell you because.
Because nothing.
When you don't come
you're
from the
end. You're not a hairstylist. You're not a hairdresser.
I've gone to YouTube University and I have a degree in cosmetology.
Tell YouTube.
And all the YouTubers say that you should comb from the ends.
Mm-hmm. That's because they don't want to get into the root where it's all nappy.
Yes,
at.
You start from the end and then you get to the root and then you are able to pass through
girl,
easy.
That's a lie.
That is not
a lie.
You haven't tried it to know if that's the truth because you
work.
Keep just trying to rake my hair and then you're going to pull it out. That's what happens. Watch, it's going to be a lot of cosmetologists who hear this episode who going to agree with what I'm saying. I'm telling you, girl, you got
to... There's going to be a lot of cosmetologists that need to come and do your hair, and they'll tell you that you need to comb it.
I did comb it. What are you talking about? It's tangled because it's wet.
Girl.
The shrinkage is real, girl. Goodness.
Now what?
I mean, it's just heavy-handed, honey. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You know, I ain't trying to talk a lot, a mess, because, you know, thank you, Mommy. I appreciate you.
You knew I was heavy-handed when you asked me to do this.
Yes, it just be getting a little tiring when I be trying to do my own hair. Because you did, the one thing you did bless me with was hair. Not a good grain of it, but.
I can't help you to. That shit after your daddy.
But it's a lot. It's a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. So, what's the best thing about being a mom?
Being a mom?
Mom, be specific.
Being a mom.
Okay, well, what's so good about being a mom, though?
Just being a mom.
Mom, do you get joy from seeing your children accomplish things?
Almost definitely.
Do you have fun hanging out with your kids?
Sometimes.
So that's what I'm saying. You got to tell people. What's
some
the...
Some days I don't like y'all.
When the last day you ain't liked me?
Mm.
It's been since I was probably 17 years old.
What?
And I ain't come in the house that time. Until 5 in the morning.
Oh, I thought it was a day that you snuck out to the movies with, what's that girl name?
No, I wasn't talking about that day because I didn't want to relive that day. Although that
why
day.
Why you didn't want to relive that day?
Although that day is the first time I saw the Oscar Mayer truck. And I didn't realize it was, like, it was a for real thing. The whole Wiener truck, it was outside of the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And I saw Undercover Brother. I risked my life, my freedom for Undercover Brother. Bless my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was talking about that time when I feel like it was Trish. Trish was over here, and it was only because Trish was here. Cause everybody else I was with, you and the kid, if we ain't coming until late. But since Trish was with us, she was mad that we got home at 5 in the morning, and you try to punish me before homecoming. How I get out of that? Because I'm spoiled.
You're spoiled. You called Ernest.
Look, because you can't be punished.
Somebody that's a work dad, and he cussed me out.
Because you was doing too much. Like,
she not going to let me go.
It was my senior year. You wasn't going to let me go to homecoming? That's a terrible parent right there.
Shoot.
That's probably would have been a valid reason why I wouldn't have cared if you came to my wedding. I'd be like, remember that time you ain't let me go to homecoming? But you did. You did let me go to homecoming. So, shout out to you.
Made sure you was cute.
I guess so.
Whatever.
I think I did like my little homecoming outfit. I didn't like my prom hair. The dress was okay, but I didn't like my senior prom hair. So, I didn't like prom.
Whose fault was that?
Y'all's, because y'all always wanted to be scissor happy.
We didn't want to be scissor happy. You wasn't combing your goddamn hair.
That wasn't the truth.
That was the truth.
Y'all could have gave me a whole different style than... Like, y'all was like, get the spiral curls. Nobody, who wants spiral curls on short, bald head hair? I look better at Vincent's prom. That's the picture you should have on the wall. A picture of me and Vincent.
Did you take a picture?
I did, but I have a small copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
I'm a petition for the picture of us. So you could put that up. I did not like my hair. See if you would have came to my wedding, I probably wouldn't have liked my hair.
Girl, shut your damn stupid ass up.
So, Mommy, tell the people a story from when I was a little kid. I want to see if you're going to tell a story that I'm thinking about.
When you wanted them red socks that were lime green?
You wasn't there for that.
That's the story when you was a kid.
I know, but I'm talking about a story that you know. Like, it happened with you. What story? Let's see if we're thinking about the same story.
The day you wanted some lotion because you didn't know how to say lotion?
No, Mommy. Think it was before that.
When you thought you was in Hawaii and you had on that brass skirt
that was,
and them coconuts?
That was after. That was after that.
Oh my goodness. Room wanting to play Parappa the Rapper?
Parappa the Rapper was life. But no, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about you too far ahead in life. Go back before, like, chicken park days. What happened?
The day that you took all my expensive powder.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The day I wanted
about.
To whip your ass and your grandmother wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
You was being powder woman.
Yeah.
And you ran into the wall and bust your head open.
Don't worry about that. But it's okay. It happened.
My $35 red door powder.
So guess what? I've been paid back, okay?
Lyric did it to you?
She ain't do powder, but she got into foundation. And I thought somebody had hurt her. Mm-hmm. I was like, what happened to your face? And she was like, nothing. And come to find out, she didn't put my foundation on her face. And, you know, we two different colors. So, mm-hmm. It looked like she had got beat up.
Yeah.
So, it happened. I got my payback for that, okay? Mm. My expensive foundation, I took a little quiz online for to be matched with my perfect color or whatever. And she then squirted it and put it on her face.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that those are the moments that you speak of that give you joy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
So.
Or when they tell all your business.
Oh my gosh, Lyric was telling all her father's business on the damn Zoom classes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, good, amen. He not a wanted man because there's so much business she didn't put out there.
When your son says, oh, she's just annoying.
What's your favorite Roland moment?
Oh, God. Let's see. Roland brings joy to my heart.
I was trying to see if you was going... I think I know your favorite Roland moment, but I may be wrong. So, I'm trying to see what your favorite Roland moment is.
There's just so many.
Pick one.
My favorite one would probably be... This game is making me meticulous.
Oh, my gosh. I know you so well. That's exactly what I figured you was going to say was your favorite memory of him being meticulous.
Meticulous.
Yeah. That was quite funny right there. And then Lyric. You got one with Lyric?
I fought it.
I'm gonna ask Tiara to send me that one. Yeah, that's what I thought you was gonna say too.
But she burped.
Yeah, I know you so well. Okay. What's your favorite memory with my husband?
Before he, when he became Delonte, or why he was Rat Boy?
You have a favorite memory when he was Rat Boy?
Yeah, when y'all was broke up.
Ma! That's sad. That's why you couldn't come to my wedding.
No, because that nigga owed me $5. I'm going to Jiffy Lube and get my fucking $5.
Oh, my gosh.
He playing me cheap. He owed me $5. So.
Mom, why'd you let me go out here and embarrass myself over $5? Yeah. You know it wasn't about the
$5. I know it wasn't about the damn $5, but that's what you wanted to make it be about. Shit,
so you should have told me to sit my ass down.
Whatever made your ass happy. You was running after the Rat Boy.
Okay. Alright. Now you was rude and funny for that. Mm-hmm. So talk about a time when he became your son-in-law. Or you, his real name.
When he makes me fried potatoes.
Oh, I thought you was going to tell the story. A story.
What story could I tell about Delonte?
I'm trying to see, because you been on it today. Every time I'm like, what's your favorite memory or whatever, you like, that be the same memory I'm thinking about. So what you think I'm thinking about?
I don't know, Kiki.
Really?
I don't.
Oh my gosh, okay, he was on crutches.
Oh, when he hurt his leg?
Nah.
And he stayed here?
Nah.
Before y'all was married?
Yeah, but it happened after that. It happened while he, like, right after that. We was in the car.
Oh, when when he had that spider on his phone, he threw his phone out the window.
Yeah. That's what I thought you was going to say.
He was mad as she was sick.
That's what I thought you was going to talk about that.
Yeah, I forgot about that for a second. He was sick as shit. Yeah.
We was
on 95.
We was trying not to laugh. Well, I was trying not to laugh. Your
not
ass just
me.
Laughed.
I busted y'all laughing. I was like, what the fuck? You mad at the phone?
Oh, my goodness.
He was mad. He was sick as shit about that phone, boy. He was mad.
I mean, I feel like he had just got it.
That's the first time I saw him sweat. Because I think he wanted to cuss me out. Yeah. I was laughing. That shit was funny. I was like, I bet you won't throw no more spiders. Me and Kevin cracked up. That shit was hilarious.
Man, that was a terrible time for me because, you know, since he didn't have a phone, he was using my phone.
Yeah.
And he read all my messages to my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, but that was funny.
I forgot
funny.
About that.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you forgot about that. Because that's when you realize he had bad luck with phones.
Yeah.
So.
That Bama was sick.
So, I was.
Dog! Okay, it's over.
Y'all was still laughing still at him.
Shit. Then. Don't say nothing.
So, what you call it?
Hilarious.
So does. Now Lyric's kind of going through this phase where she doesn't want to eat certain things or whatever. Mm. And who would that remind you of?
Your sister and your brother.
My brother went through that phase?
All of y'all.
Oh, I didn't realize Kevin did. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that no more, Mom.
Dang, yeah. But I was saying, like,
all I want is pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes and I didn't like to get my hands dirty.
Yep, but always wanted pizza.
So how did I eat the pizza?
A knife and a fork, because your ass was bougie.
Dang, I was out here like that.
And then wanted somebody to wipe your mouth after you took a bite.
Who made me this way? Where did I get this from?
Your fucking godmother. It wasn't me. I like messy food.
But no, what's the time I surprised y'all?
Orange Julius. That's not even around anymore.
I feel like it's one of the Rundle Mills. Mm,
and you got a hot dog. And I said, you better eat this hot dog. I'm going to eat it. You ate it and it was like, can I have another one? I was like, damn. And that was the end of your small range.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie.
The next thing I knew, you had titties.
No way. You
ain't never had no butt, but...
No way. Mom, pause. For real. Go backwards. Because...
Your feet grew.
No, pause.
From a size 2 to a 6.
Mom, oh my gosh. You're lying. You're lying. No, rewind. Rewind, for real.
You grew 6 feet.
Oh my gosh. 6 feet?
Yeah.
6 feet? I'm not even 6 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, no, look. I was going to suck.
The shrink is just real.
Girl, you're anything. No, I remember being small up until like 4th, 5th grade. That's when I started thickening up a little bit. Because you moved me away. Why'd you do that? Why wouldn't you let me stay here with Grandma? Why'd you make
Why
me move?
Why would I do that? You're not Grandma's daughter. You're my daughter.
I am Grandma's daughter. She wanted me to stay. So why you didn't let me stay?
Because you're my daughter.
Instead of making me go to that racist-ass town.
You're my daughter.
And then when we moved there, that's when I started eating a lot of peanut butter and jelly and pork chops. That's what happened. That's how I got fat. Mm. Because you was cooking for fat people.
Yep.
So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And then I would say when we moved back home, that's when I started like getting taller and stuff. And you wouldn't buy me designer clothes.
Girl, I just need these pair of Suco jeans. It's no, I don't want that color. Those are not real. I'm not wearing that. That's a fake North Face, was it?
Yes, because you
didn't buy it. Your father bought it?
You bought me a fake one, too. And you took it back.
I bought you a real one.
You took it back.
I bought you a gray and orange.
Yeah, but at first you had Epic failed and tried to buy me a knockoff. And then you took it back and then you got me the gray and orange one. And I wore that gray and orange one out. Cookie had a red and blue one. And we was wearing them North Faces like every day.
Hundred degrees. 16.
Nah, you be talking about it's cold. I'd be like, it's a North Face. I'm warm. Then you got me the big joint, the big one. But I feel like you still try to flim-flam me with that too. But it kept me warm in the mountains and I needed it, so I wore it. You wouldn't buy me Jordans. You wouldn't buy me Parasucos. So shout out to my uncle who bought me Jordans and Parasucos. What color you buy me? Some blue ones?
They were greenish blue or something.
Oh, you bought me the green ones? I thought Uncle Chris bought me them green ones. I think my uncle bought that. You trying to...
I bought you one pair.
Yeah.
And he went and got you like 2 pairs.
I had more than 2 pairs.
I said he. I only bought one.
But see, that's how you was doing me. Like,
and your feet was too damn big for Jordans. You wore boxes.
Dang, you were so rude. You were so rude. That's why all your kids'
you
feet
them
big.
LA lights or LA, what was them things?
Oh my gosh.
Them light
you, you know that time I asked you, you had one job. You had one job. And I told you to give me some Reebok Princesses or Classics. And you came back with. Damn.
I came back with LA lights?
No, you came back with Orthopedics Reeboks.
Oh.
I spray painted them black. One day in theater class and wore them for gym shoes. Mm. I couldn't believe you bought. Like, I was like, dog, she had one job and you failed.
Sorry.
Look, so I went to this website that asks questions, right? Mother-daughter questions. So it says, are you really proud of me?
Some days.
What? What you mean some days?
Some days you're over the top.
What? Overall, are you really proud of me?
Yes.
Was I a mistake?
No.
Were you really a virgin when you met my dad?
Yep.
I'm gonna let you hold on to that lie. Do you still think about a guy in your past?
Sometimes. I think about a lot of people.
Did I turn out the way you wanted?
You turned out to be independent, where you could take care of yourself, not relying on your mother, so yeah.
Is it weird that I'm an adult now?
Shit, Kiara. I mean, Kiki, you've been an adult for a while.
No, I'm not. Because I'm turning 22.
Okay, well. You got lying about your age.
Is there anything in life you regret not doing?
No.
Did having children stop you from accomplishing your goals?
Nope.
Let me tell you how I lied to one time. I don't remember where I was at when I told this lie, but I was like, yeah, my mom got pregnant with me, so she couldn't go to the WNBA.
NBA wasn't out.
I know. And whoever believed me, whoever I told that story to, I think they believed me. And I was like, So who your favorite child?
I don't have a favorite.
Y'all
all equal.
Really? Okay. Who's your favorite child to hang out with?
I like hanging out with all of y'all.
Uh-huh. All right, so go back. When's the last time you didn't really like me?
When you hung up on me the other day.
I did not hang up on you. No, I did not. Why I hang up then?
Because you ain't like something I said. That's normally when you hang up on me.
What is one thing you wish you could have done but never did?
Go to Hawaii.
We could make that dream a reality, girl.
But then I heard, you know, it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
It's really expensive. So I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
If you were my age, would you be my friend?
Probably. Fun to be around.
Yeah, I'm fun to be around. All right, what's my favorite color?
Pink.
What's your favorite? Did you ask me?
What's my favorite color?
Purple. To say, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
All right. So, what's my favorite flavor of ice cream?
Shit. Pumpkin spice.
I mean, it is, but it's not. So, I mean, that is my favorite, but it's not all year round. So,
butter pecan.
Good job. Pralines and cream, but they the same. Okay. They the same. All right. So, you asked me.
What's my favorite ice cream?
Chocolate.
Life's like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
All right, what's my favorite flower?
A dead one, I hope, because I eat flowers.
That doesn't mean I can't have a flower that I like.
Oh, shit. I don't know, Kiki. I don't eat flowers.
Okay, so ask me, what's your favorite flower?
What's my favorite flower?
A dead one.
Right.
My favorite flower, I like
plastic.
I like sunflowers. I think they're pretty. Yeah, I think they're pretty. What's your favorite? What's my favorite food?
Mumbo gumbo, jambalaya, pancake.
I think that's a little bit hard. I don't know if I have a favorite right now. I just be
crab cakes.
Okay, I'll give you that. Crab cakes. Mm-hmm. All right, ask me.
What's my favorite food?
That's really a tough cookie. Mm. Should I say like a Delmonico Hella?
I like steaks.
So,
my favorite all time food would probably be chicken livers.
Oh, yeah.
I love chicken livers.
Oh,
when I go upstairs, I'm going to take some out.
Ooh.
So I can cook them for lunch.
Ooh. What's your favorite animal? No, ask me. I'm doing it wrong. Well, you supposed to say, what's my favorite animal? What's my favorite animal? They're not.
What's your favorite animal?
Mm-hmm.
A dog.
It is. Then you
pancakes
ask,
or waffle
gram. Mm-hmm. Then what? That was my dog's name. Mm-hmm. All right, you asked me.
What's my favorite animal?
A dog.
Yeah.
And a damn sure ain't a cat. What's my favorite season?
This season, fall.
High five, honey. I love fall.
Birthday. That's the only reason.
That's not true. I love everything about fall. The weather, the
pumpkin spice.
Then we have the leaves change color. It's just beautiful time of year. And then I just so happened was born, but you know, All right. So ask me.
What's my favorite season?
Do you even have a favorite season?
Yeah.
I'ma say summer.
Hell no, I hate the summer.
Really?
Yes.
Because of grass?
Yes, and the flowers, and fucks with my nose and my throat. Mm. I like winter.
I was going to say winter.
I like snow.
I was going to say, you like snow? Cause
I love
you know,
snow.
That's why I didn't say that, because you always had to clean the car off. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't think you would like snow.
I like snow. I like it. I don't like conversational snow. Mm. I like snow.
When it's like, we gotta stay in the house type snow.
Yeah, snow. You can go and make snow angels.
Yeah. We miss those days. We ain't had a good snowstorm like that in a while.
Since Rolling the Lyric was little. Well, they're still little.
They're still little, but like little. Yeah. Like not to where they can remember they went out in the snow.
They
Rolling, they but not Lyric. Not Lyric. Oh, remember that crackhead snowman they had at the front door?
I got a picture of it.
Okay.
And they made snow angels.
All right. So, what's my favorite restaurant? That's kind of hard.
Cafe Rio.
Okay. I'll give you that. I do like Cafe Rio. Ask me.
What's my favorite restaurant?
Hellas. All right. And where's my favorite place to shop? Mommy, you gotta know
me.
Oh, good job. All right, ask me.
Where's my favorite place to shop?
Anywhere, everywhere. You shopaholic. You're a shopaholic.
I'm not.
All right.
I don't shop nowhere near as much as I used to.
Nowhere near as much as you used to. But... okay, if you had to have a favorite store, a favorite place to shop, Burlington?
I guess because you can get
a little bit of everything. I feel like you're always there.
I like K&G better, though.
Oh, okay. And...
clothes-wise.
All right, and what is my least favorite chore?
Your least favorite chore?
Uh-huh.
Cleaning your room.
Ask me.
What's my least favorite chore?
Doing the dishes.
Yeah, I did them a lot when I was a kid. I used to have dishes for weeks.
All right. So, Mommy, thank you. Thank you so much for being on episode 14 and Kicking It With Key. Make sure you tell your friends to listen to our episode, okay?
Yeah, once you edit.
Just say bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
All right, you all just listened to episode 14, and I thank you. So, please make sure you go follow me on Instagram and Facebook, which is Kicking It With Key. Facebook is Kicking It With Key and the number 1. All right, that's spelled KICKINITWITKEE. And I will see you all here next week. Same time, same place. Until next time, y'all, don't forget to wash your hands, wear your mask, and stay 6 feet apart. Bye!